The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
I have lost everything. My girls saved my life.
Philip Schofield there. The UK papers this morning continue with the Schofield saga. There's plenty of comment on that interview, and ITV has launched an external review to establish the facts around the affair between Schofield and the former TV runner after the presenter lied to his bosses and colleagues about the relationship. All of this brings up the important issue of power dynamics in the workplace, and I'm joined by Melrona Carain, who's Associate Professor of Organisational Psychology at DCU Business School. Melrona, you're very welcome to the programme. When we talk about power dynamics, people often talk about toxic workplaces and things like that. But is there such a thing as a good power dynamic in an organisation? And what does that look like?
Yeah, sure, Richard. Thanks for having me this morning. Well, you know, there's a famous management scholar, Rosabeth Moss Kanter, and she referred to power as the last dirty word in organisations, in that people who have it are secretive about how they got it, and people who want it are protective about actually looking for it. So it does have this dark overtone, but essentially power is all about getting people to do what you want them to do. And a negative power dynamic in an organisation would be where you're using coercive tactics to get that over the line. Positive power dynamics would really be about using what's called referent power. And referent power refers to the extent to which people like you, the extent to which you're a pleasure to be with. They leave your company energised, enthusiastic, innovative, creative, and in that way actually follow up with aligning their activities with what it is you want them to do.
And you're in a position to be persuasive as opposed to autocratic or dictatorial.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in olden days there was a kind of command and control style of leadership in organisations, but now you have a lot more enlightened managers operating out of what's called Theory Y. And Theory Y is all about recognising that human beings actually like to flourish. They seek out opportunities of achievement and accomplishment. And so the leader's role is to provide a culture whereby they can actually attain that satisfaction through the achievement of the results.
Usually when people talk about toxic workplaces or mm-hmm. bad work dynamics, they blame the boss and they say, mm-hmm. you know, the culture of an organisation comes from the top. And, mm-hmm. and that may well be true. Mm-hmm. But increasingly you see in organisations where the toxicity arises because somebody in the organisation who's not necessarily in charge is a very, very good performer at their job. It could be in sales, it could be in the TV world, mm-hmm. presenters, mm-hmm. but they can be quite toxic. And what happens is the organisation protects them, the bosses protect them because they're good performers in their job.
For sure, you absolutely do see that, and some organisations actually nearly recruit for these toxic individuals, sometimes referred to as corporate psychopaths. In fact, a brilliant book called Snakes in Suits, When Psychopaths Go to Work. Robert Hare wrote that, and he said if he wasn't assessing psychopaths in prison, he'd be assessing them in the stock exchange. So there are employees who are goal-oriented, outcome-focused, and organisations, because they have deliverables to achieve, they celebrate that. But the risk is that they rot the whole team and your best employees walk out the door. So where you have employees operating in these toxic ways, you have a staff retention risk.
So how do you fix it in a workplace that's toxic?
You very carefully screen your employees. You engage in psychometric assessment in order to ensure that you've got emotional stability and integrity in your employees. But the other very important element is coaching, such that there is somebody to hold your toe in relation to how you are engaging with your team and managing those dynamics in a functional manner.
And the psychological assessments need to go all the way to the top,
I absolutely presume. Absolutely. Very in-depth.
Melrona Carain, Associate Professor of Organisational Psychology at DCU Business School. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.